This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm happy.
Happy? Why is that?
You know what? Everything in the world is going great for everyone.
Oh, for everyone. Yeah. Wow.
So what's not to be happy about these days?
Yeah. Well, glad to hear that that's the attitude you're taking towards everything now.
Do you ever feel like sometimes you should take that attitude and then maybe your day would be a little bit brighter? Instead of like reading about the atrocities and catastrophic threats that are all around us.
It doesn't affect me yet.
So not even it doesn't affect me, just kind of like out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
It's not like, hey, sucks for those people. Just like, no, I'm not even going to acknowledge this exists.
Yeah. Do I ever think about doing that?
Yeah.
And
do you think that's an ethical way to live?
I don't know what an ethical way to live is. I mean, I definitely think there's like, there's so many things, so many bad things going on. I think if my big thing is, I think if something really bothers you, like some global issue, then you should do something to like try and help, you know, in some small way for no other reason than make yourself feel better.
Right.
Literally, don't do it unless it's only going to make you feel better.
This is advice I always give that I've not really, I occasionally put it, but if you're feeling helpless, you do something that makes a difference locally.
Yeah.
You think globally, you act locally. It's a phrase I developed.
Uh-huh.
And I think if you're like, oh, the world's going to shit, and then you spend a Saturday afternoon helping people for real in your community,
better,
you're like,
yeah,
all right, I made a measurable impact on the world. But no, I'm going to play Mario Galaxy. What do I play now?
You play Mario Wonder.
Yeah.
Super Mario Wonder.
Yeah. I'm going to do that on Saturday instead of like doing a drive or something.
You're helping out the Mushroom Kingdom, you know?
That's true.
They're not important. They don't deserve somebody with your level of expertise helping to squash all the bad guys.
You know when I realized I needed to take a mental health break from, you know, reading the news and stuff?
Was it when you were screaming at a Goomba?
No. It was in that term I don't appreciate, Tom. it was when I was I bought the Paper Mario. Is that a thing?
Uh-huh,
a game
for
children? Like an RPG for children?
It's not for children necessarily, but yeah, it's family friendly, I think, is probably the way they put it.
Yeah, but the threat to the Mushroom Kingdom in that was like, in that game, that video game for families, was weighing on me so much. And just being like, how can they make a game about this? This is so terrible. This should be escapism. This is happening in the real world outside my window.
Right.
The same thing. I was watching Back to the Future 2 at the same time, and I was like, we can't be joking about this stuff.
All right.
I was like, I got to stop reading the news.
I mean, it sounds like maybe you just got to stop playing these Mario games. I think they're putting a lot of bad ideas into your head.
Yeah, there's a lot of, yeah.
I mean, there's also something to be said of that we're all so much more connected than we've ever been in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That we're just so much more aware of bad things happening. I always think about that when people are like, yeah, well, this is it. I guess the world's ending. And it's like, people thought that in the 60s when, like, nukes were being pointed at us all the time and pointing at everybody else. Like,
See, that's what I'm saying. Do you ever just consider? I think to answer my question, which you mocked, you were like, oh, that's a terrible thing to say at the beginning. That's how you want to go back to, where it's just like, don't acknowledge the, like, pretend we're living in the 60s and you don't even know about that stuff.
No, in the 60s, they knew about the nukes. They were terrified of them.
Yeah, but they only knew about it for a half hour a day when Walter Cronkite would tell them about it.
Oh, and then they'd read about it in the newspaper.
They'd go back to their reefer parties and listen to Jefferson Airplane.
You can still do that today. I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's tough. I think beating, like, just like feeling bad about things all the time isn't helping any particular situation. So, just shit or get off the pot. Either do something or don't worry about it. Just don't think about it. Just zone out.
Yeah. Fly to a war zone and fight on the side that you feel is just. Engage in eco-terrorism if you're upset about
or fight eco-terrorism if you're happy about climate change.
Yeah.
Maybe you've got some inland property that you're looking forward to being waterfront.
It's going to be tornadoes, Tom. That's what they don't understand.
Man.
Wet tornadoes.
Wet tornadoes, the worst kind.
Ooh.
I've seen two.
Spins you around and soaks you all up.
I've seen two tornadoes in my life, and one was a water spout.
Really?
Yeah, and it was wild looking.
Where did you see tornadoes?
Well, I saw the one. It was the water spout.
Where?
At the Babylon Village pool when I was a lifeguard.
Oh, wow.
We got this, like, crazy storm.
It took all the pool water and spun it around?
No, it was the bay.
Ah.
Like, to this day, I've never seen a storm come on so quickly and violently.
Yeah.
Like, you know those garbage cans? They were, like, I don't know, like 50...
They're like
drums.
Oil drums.
They were flying.
Whoa.
Flying in the air, and they were still full of garbage.
What did you do?
I ran.
See, you got to do something about it, Tom.
No,
step
I
up.
Did.
Don't be a coward.
Actually,
oh, okay,
I,
let me tell
no,
you.
No, I remember. I remember as this was going on.
Tom's
like,
tales of heroism.
We got everyone inside. We even let them in the lifeguard shack, which is crazy.
Oh, wow.
We let civilians in there. That's the level of danger it was. But then we realized on the other side of the pool, like, we didn't know if anybody was over there. So two of us, like, ran out to go just check to make sure there wasn't some, you know, poor kid crying over there or something. And that was when I saw the water spout start out in the bay. And I was like, oh, my God, that's a tornado. But then, like, it stopped pretty quickly. And then I was in that tornado in college.
So wait, there was no heroism there. You went out to look and see.
Went out to look. And okay. It turned out I had already saved everybody.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I just needed to make sure.
Yeah, you had to go run back into the burning building one time. Just make sure there's no kitty cat. Or,
exactly. Yeah. It was like when Pee-wee comes running out with all the snakes out of the pet shop. That was me, except without any snakes.
You just came back regular.
Yeah, just came back regular. It was like, nobody was over there. And then I was in a tornado in college, like a tornado that killed a few people.
Oh, well, that's not that,
that sure. Hey. That I didn't actually, I saw a video of, but I was inside. I didn't see it, but I heard it and felt it, and it was insane.
Right.
And that was like, I think that was the first and maybe only time that I was afraid of nature.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Every other moment of your life.
Most of the time I sleep outside. No worries in the world.
Can I ask a dumb question about tornadoes?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a possibility that a tornado comes, you get sucked up in it, and you just kind of go like, whoa, 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 and then it puts you down and goes away?
Yeah, there are stories like that of people and, like, things just getting, like, plucked up and back down.
Things, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, they don't get swept off into space or anything, or, like, to heaven.
Yeah, but I'm saying sometimes, like, people have had, you know, I don't know, like, mobile homes get, like, picked up and then put back down with, like, surprisingly little damage.
On the same cinder blocks.
Yeah.
Lifted off.
It put all the cinder blocks right where they should
ding,
be.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
I guess that can happen sometimes, but.
That would be the ultimate rush, right? Is that what they were chasing in Twister?
I don't think that's what they were chasing.
They wanted to just go into that tornado and go, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, enough.
I don't think they were chasing that in Twister. And I don't know if you would go in there and go, whoa, whoa. I think it would probably be like pretty dark, and it would definitely be loud, and you just wouldn't even have any idea what was going on.
Okay, well, then that answers my question. It was posed as a question, Tom.
Okay, well, there's your
answer.
Don't
treat me like an idiot.
I'm not treating you like an idiot, but you don't, when they put, I guess they don't put cameras in tornadoes. Dude, wasn't that what they were doing in Twister, though?
They had the little balls. Twister.
Yeah. I think they're remaking
GoPros.
Twister.
Yeah, they're making it with GoPros now.
Wow. They're filming the movie with GoPros, or they're putting the GoPros in the Twisters?
Both. It's wow. An entire GoPro.
I mean, I guess GoPros
though.
Are a lot cheaper than a cinematic camera.
Yeah, and they're just as good.
I mean, they're not too far off. They use them in a lot of, they use them
the
in...
The X Games?
No, they use them in movies now. Like, you know, they color grade it to match the shot, but they'll put... our friend Paul, who works in movies, he was telling us about how, like, I don't know, he was on a set where they, like, drove a car off a cliff, and they were like, yeah, throw a GoPro in the back. Like, we'll cut to that for, like, a second.
Right.
And it'll be fine. It'll match close enough.
I think that's Paul boosting. I think Paul might own GoPro stock. He's boosting it everywhere he goes. Yeah. Remember at his wedding, he put a GoPro on every table.
Yeah, and a bunch disappeared. A bunch walked out.
Yeah. That was, somebody stole. Oh, you were like, the waiters, they stole.
No, I wasn't like
you
the
did.
Waiters.
You did say that.
Well, I think.
Because I was like, what? Did one of your invited guests steal them? And you were like, the waiters.
Well, I think I wanted to make Paul feel better. That wasn't like, yeah, you invited too many scumbags. What'd you think was going to happen? So I said the waiter stole.
There weren't any scumbags at the wedding.
Well, then where'd the GoPros go?
I don't know. All I did know is as a groomsman, mm-hmm. I had to stick around for 45 minutes after the reception looking for these goddamn GoPros.
Yeah, he put one on every table. But I don't think he put like instructions like, hey,
yeah, I don't know if they were used at all.
Yeah, like
I think somebody thought it was like a door prize or like a like,
oh, I'm,
you know,
I'm
people
pretty,
take the centerpiece home.
Right. Yeah. Somebody took the GoPro home.
Yes.
Yeah. Because the idea was like, oh, everybody can use these to like make videos. But I don't think anybody did because I don't think anybody like really knew how to use it or what it was for. So you live and learn.
Yeah.
Tim,
yeah, this is the perfect thing to follow up. Tom, this is going to get some great traction after 15 minutes of unstructured, free associative talk.
12 minutes, Tim. I have an announcement to make that I probably should have made 10 minutes ago. I'll make the announcement next week, too, though. So it'll be...
Wait, hold on. You buying time
next
week?
Every week, there will be a new announcement.
Okay, what is this announcement? And I'm just going to go dark. You're going to talk for 5 minutes?
No, you can talk. I don't want to talk for 5 minutes. Tim, I've got a new podcast coming out.
Oh, with me?
Not with you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Weird.
It is actually kind of weird. I don't know if I've really done... I guess I've been on podcasts without you, but I've never done... A recurring podcast with that.
I know. It's a good thing you have a strong partner. Otherwise, I would say you'd flounder out there, Tom.
Strong partner meaning you?
No, the other
in
one.
In this,
yeah. It was a compliment.
Yes. Not towards me, though.
No.
Okay.
No, it's an insult to you.
How about a compliment towards me?
Why don't you say the words you need to say?
Tim... I don't have anything written down. I probably should have.
You lifted your iPad like you had a thing.
Yeah, I wanted to trick you. I got a new podcast coming out, Tim. Do you remember years ago now, I had to cover for you when you decided to have a baby out of the blue.
It ran off.
You called me one night and you said, I can't do the podcast this week. I had a baby.
Can I tell you something?
I went, what?
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I did.
Have a baby.
Upload an episode.
Oh yeah, from the hospital.
From the hospital, mm-hmm. Because I was in the middle of editing.
As it happened.
As my wife
as
went into labor,
mm-hmm.
And so instead of just being like sending you a quick text, like,
yeah,
hey, can you edit? And I was like, I can do this.
And then after, you know, back and forth for a day or two, I would have eventually, we would have come to some kind of agreement. I would have helped out.
But yeah, so I went on paternity leave from the podcast.
Yes, and we had a friend of the show, Christine, sub in for you on this podcast, and she was great.
Mm-hmm.
But on Patreon, my now fiance, but at the time, girlfriend.
Live-in girlfriend.
Laura Anderson came on the Patreon show, and we did just a few episodes about weird stuff.
Yeah, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I didn't listen to the Christine episodes. I listened to the Laura episodes.
Wow. Though. What a...
top notch.
Thank you. Well, I guess, again, that was just a compliment for her, not for me.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to compliment you. As you stab me in the back.
But anyway, we've got it. Me and Laura are making a show now. It's called Want to Hear Something Weird, and it's about weird stuff.
Like weird, wild stuff.
Weird, wild stuff like, you know, like aliens and ghosts and ghouls and cryptozoology and hauntings. And you, if it's weird, we're going to talk about it. I mean, probably not everything weird. You know,
yeah.
Something happened to you that was weird, and you were like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah, like that substitute in Beardo. He was weird.
We have a series about Beardo.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, the substitute teacher that we had in junior high. Okay. Yeah.
No, we've got, I'm trying, because we've been recording this show for months now.
Okay. Behind my back.
What?
Behind my back.
Behind your back. A lot of episodes in the can. Already. And so, of course, now I can't remember what any of them were about, but they're about weird things.
Name one. If you can't remember doing them, how is anybody going to?
One is about a guy, because there are also some that we like threw away. No. Look at this.
Whoa. Yeah. Quality control.
Yeah.
Number one. Recording more than 24 hours before release.
Yeah.
Okay, psychos.
Yeah.
Number two, if something isn't good enough, you don't put it out.
Yeah.
Whatever, freaking Dr. Perfection.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of work. But yeah, the one that pops into my head is about this 3-year-old that was telling his mom he had like another life that he remembered.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short,
a Christian podcast.
It's a Christian podcast.
Okay, sorry.
He turned out to be the reincarnation of a Hollywood agent.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like
an old
episode.
Hollywood agent. And he knew all this shit that he should have known from this guy's life.
And then I want to hear this episode.
And then he met the guy's daughter, like elderly daughter, this 3-year-old. And he like cried meeting his daughter.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Tom, I have to say, I don't, you haven't told me anything about this podcast in real life.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I should have heard that episode.
Yeah. Well, Tim,
I have to listen just like everybody.
You're
going
to have to listen just like
everybody. So surely this podcast will cost a lot of money to listen to.
Tim, this podcast is going to be free to listen to.
What?
Yeah. It's called Want to Hear Something Weird. And it's already up on all the places where you get your podcasts. So you can, if you're listening to this episode, a new episodes drop on Wednesdays. So if you're listening to this when this episode drops, there's going to be an episode, a couple of days from now. So subscribe and it will just pop up. It will just show up.
So the trailer should be up there.
The trailer is up there right now. So
subscribe.
You can go subscribe. You can listen to the trailer and then you'll be all set.
It's Wanna, WANNA.
Yeah. Wanna hear something weird.
Something weird. Hey, I'm going to subscribe right now,
wow.
Tom.
Thanks so much, Tim. That means a lot. It's $10. You have to do it. If you do it in person, you have to pay.
Okay, that's fair. Here you go.
Oh, wow. Look at this. Hey, wait a minute. This doesn't have a president's face on it.
What does it have, Tom? You and Laura do improv games on the show?
Not really, no. I was trying to, every name I could think of was just like I wanted it to be a bad person, but then I just kept thinking of like really bad people. So I don't know who it had on it. It had Lincoln on it and he's on the 5. So that's how I knew this 10 was fake. Is he on the 5? Who's on the 10?
The Fox News
Hamilton?
Show? With
Hamilton's on the 20. Who's on the 10?
Jackson?
Andrew Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. Anyway, Tim,
We're not here to talk about
other podcasts.
Other podcasts that what's the rev share for me on that one?
We'll negotiate.
Okay.
That.
We're here to deliver tech news.
It's what our podcast is known for. I feel like back in the day we did cover tech topics more
Alexander
often.
Hamilton is on the 10.
And then who's on the Jackson's Jackson. On the 20. Yeah, all right. Ever since that musical came out, this guy's got a lot of press.
$10 bills?
$10 bills? I'm saying he got on the $10 bill because of the musical.
Yeah.
Tim, we're talking about CES. We used to talk more about tech stuff. I think we stopped because tech just got like boring.
I was thinking about tech.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, let's talk tech.
CES is the Consumer Electronics Show, by the way. Mm-hmm. Tech. I was thinking about how, like, we got all these smart guys.
In case anyone thinks we're treating them like a baby and spelling something instead of saying it.
People are like, ses? Kes?
Are they talking about sex and they don't know how to spell it?
I was thinking about this, like, we have our smartest minds, right? They're like, oh, we train, like, all these brain geniuses to work on computers to, like, code and do things. And all we have them do is, like, build more intrusive, like, data collection and advertising.
Yeah, technology.
Technologies. Uh-huh. Instead
ways
of being, like,
get around figuring out who you are.
Yeah, and it's just, like, wait, we have all this computing power. We have all these brain geniuses. We can use this to, like, make society better. We can develop technologies to,
that,
like,
that will, like, help
fix
people,
the environment,
make people's lives
and, like,
better.
And it's like, no, and, like, and all these tech companies and these tech workers, they're all revered, even though, like, 80% of them are just, like, directly contributing to the ever-accelerating decline of society and ecological collapse.
Now, I think that's changed, though. I don't think tech workers are revered. I think 10 years ago that was the case, and certainly like 20 years ago.
I'm not here for the low-level workers
Yeah,
you're
talking
$775,000 a year.
Right, which is enough to get you a shared studio apartment in San Francisco. There's definitely been like a shift in society towards, like, I mean, just the fact.
It just sucks that, like, tech, like, oh, technology is shorthand for just, like, I guess consumer electronics and, like, unnecessary advances in consumer electronics and platforms that only harm society.
Right. But I do think.
It's not like medical breakthroughs that
that are available to everyone.
Right.
I think tech has just been like, and especially what, 17 years now it's been since the iPhone came out.
Yeah.
And like that was such, you know, I mean, in our lifetimes, it was the internet and then the iPhone that were just like society changing. Inventions. They're not phones and, you know, Android too.
If you had the choice, if somebody came to you tomorrow and was like, hey, guess what? You have the, like,
your phone or your life.
you would
I'm thinking. Hey, you ever hear that guy?
Yeah, no. We pause for the biggest laugh of all
the
time.
Biggest laugh in the history of the world.
If somebody's like, hey, if you go back 18 years, 17 years, what did you say? And smartphones would not come out, and like they would never come out.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be like, okay, yeah, that's a good bet?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love it.
But what would happen instead?
Life is normal before cell phones.
Something else would happen.
Smartphones.
Something else would happen to change things. Things change, man.
I know, but things can't. That doesn't mean like anything that happens is good and fine because, like, it's change and it's inevitable.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, there would be some other kind of big change. Something else would happen.
But what I'm saying is the introduction of smartphones was such a big change.
Yeah, yeah.
That, like, I don't know what could have,
what could have had that kind of impact.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
So we need to, hey, if you're listening to this on a smartphone, pick it up, your right hand, take your left hand, smash it with a hammer.
No, Tim, well, I guess they're
we're
down.
More than a minute in.
They already
downloaded
the
episode. Been,
yeah, it's counted.
Recorded, yeah. and they got to hear the commercial for your new podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So it's fine. Yeah, you can smash your phone now. But specifically with phones, I think, like, you know, you remember in the early days of, like, iPhone, even normal people would get excited about, like, what the new phone's going to have.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I don't know, a number of years ago at this point now, phones got to the point where it's like, all right, this does everything. Like, and new phones do those things a little better, but there really aren't any, you know, it's not like, oh, this new phone, guess what? It can take video, not just pictures.
Right.
Or this can take usable video, or now this phone's as fast as your computer or whatever. Like, those kinds of advances aren't happening anymore. But I do feel like there was some stuff at CES this year that was, like, weird enough in a good way of, like, oh, okay, people are, like, starting to make weird things again.
So CES is a trade show.
Yeah.
Where all these consumer electronics companies.
Yeah, they come and they trade, you know.
Baseball cards, right? And hockey cards.
A lot of...
Ken Griffey Jr. rookie.
Yeah, Samsung will trade a lot of stuff for baseball and hockey cards if you go to their booth.
If you go to the local Taco Bell on a Sunday night.
Look, if you're after the new Samsung Galaxy S23 and you've got yourself a Michael Jordan rookie card, Head to Las Vegas, Nevada.
So they go to the best place on earth. All the best companies go to the best place to talk about the best products. And it's basically they introduce a bunch of stuff. A lot of this is like conceptual, right? What is that stuff called?
Concepts.
Yeah.
Conceptual.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. I guess I had it right.
Yeah. Concept products or prototypes. That every year there's tons of shit that, and like the press is wizened up to this now, that when a company shows something that seems insane, some kind of insane technology, and they're like, yeah, we'll be rolling this out in the next year, that they're like, no, you're not. You're not going to start making, you know, a 72 inch TV I can fold up and put in my pocket next year.
Right. Well, and there's no punishment for saying that. If you have no intention of even
doing it. Las Vegas is a lawless place. Yeah.
I saw an Elon Musk tweet. I don't want to turn this into a Musk thing. But it was from 8 years ago today.
Okay.
As of this recording. Yeah.
I'm just glad to hear that you're using that Elon Musk tweet of the day calendar I got you for Christmas.
I left the white elephant being like, I'm not sure about this, but Tom.
But now every day when you rip that sheet off, I wonder what he tweeted on this date in history.
He was purportedly building something into Tesla's that would be like, you could call your car and your car would drive to you and pick you up. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, within 2 years from today, as long as you're not separated by like an ocean or a national boundary.
Right. Yeah. I think he specifically said it could drive across the country
from LA
to
New York.
Yeah.
Within 2 years, that would be a feature where like I could be in New York. I own a Tesla in LA. I hit a button. And then it just starts driving to me and then comes picks me up.
Starts driving
that
to me.
That was 8 years
200
ago.
200 miles an hour.
And everybody's just like, that seemed plausible. And it's like, let's continue taking this guy seriously.
Well, because he...
And the government's like, let's give him billions of dollars of contracts.
Well, I think that stuff is catching up to him now because he's been doing that for so long, making outrageous promises. Like, he also said years ago that you'd be able to turn your Tesla into a taxi at night,
mm-hmm.
and it would basically just go out and be an autonomous Uber, making you money, mm-hmm. taking up fares, which, again, is something that even if they could do on paper, it's like, ah, oh, it sounds cool. But imagine like getting, being like, all right, time to go to work, and there's like vomit all
yeah,
over
I'd
your
pee
car.
In that car.
There's pee, there's garbage and everything, and your Tesla's like, after computating Tesla, Sherry, you have made $3. You think they'd get a better voice for the thing. But...
yeah, some shitty guy saying the word computating. A word that doesn't even exist.
He also said that they were going to have stations where you would drive in and a robot would take the battery out of your Tesla and put in a new battery within like 90 seconds to like solve the charging problem if you're going on like a big long drive. That nothing like
now,
that
I think that happened.
No,
saw that.
It never.
The battery robots. I saw it, Tom.
No, never.
I seen it.
Never came to fruit. They showed a robot, but yeah, that is not an available feature. I mean, the self-driving in general, they've been selling that for 10, 15 grand for years, and it's dangerous.
It kills people.
Yeah. Everything I've seen from like people who aren't sycophants that have tried it, that they're like, it just kind of, it's pretty impressive, but it also like kind of defeats the purpose because you're like Marques Brownlee, the tech YouTuber,
mm-hmm.
he did a video where he just one long uncut video, Tesla driving him from his house to work, like a 20-minute long video. And he's like, I'm arriving at work like more stressed because the whole time, instead of relaxing in the car, I'm just like watching everything like crazy, ready to take over when the car does
inevitably
something.
Yeah.
And like throughout the video, multiple times it did dangerous things. And then other times it did things that were dangerous because they were like too cautious, like where people are honking at him behind him because he's got a green light, but the car's not moving because it's being too cautious.
Yeah, I'd rather just drive than like be on edge and five times in 20 minutes go, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, exactly. Like normally when I'm driving from point A to point B on like a 20-minute drive, I don't have multiple times where I think the car is about to crash. So
now you see why I prefaced that with I don't want to turn this into a whole Musk thing. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes.
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boo.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
The getting
but
drained.
I had to do the going up to you, show you the going
you gotta
down.
Go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest, I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do,
but
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah, what's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know, maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/complete guide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/complete guide.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Tim, we're talking about CES, all the things Elon Musk announced. I don't think they, oh, maybe they did. I don't know. If they announced something, it was anything big. Part of the other weird thing about CES nowadays is that so many of these big tech companies, like your Apple, Microsoft,
Google,
I guess. Yeah, Google.
Google's a big company.
Yeah. Facebook, Amazon.
Meta, Tom, please. Alphabet, Meta. You know.
They don't really participate in CES, at least not like they used to. Like some of those companies.
It's like Comic-Con, right?
Yeah. Some of those companies, like I know Apple, I don't think Apple really ever participated in CES, but now a lot of the other big companies are kind of following that.
I would say Steve Jobs' biggest contribution to Apple's success was just an elitist attitude and just being like, no, if we just act like the biggest pieces of shit all the time.
I mean, you're talking about CES being like a, you know, it's in a hellhole of a city.
No, and I'm talking about like, and I'm not even talking about like current Apple because I think they like play ball because they're in a lot of different like industries now. They're in like media and stuff.
But like nicer.
When they were just like a tech company, like king shit, like we just make products that everybody buys and nothing, we're not trying to be anything else. It's like, like they just would not respond to journalists. Like it's like, oh, your shit broke, fuck you. You know, like just that kind of attitude. And like that was top down.
Yeah, definitely was.
It's just like, you know how we get to be on top of the world, treat everybody like fucking dirt, and then they'll be like, they must be great, they're treating me like dirt, I'm not accustomed to being treated like dirt. And the people that were accustomed to being treated like dirt, they're just like, well, I love it. I love being treated like dirt. And they treat me like the worst, dirtiest dirt there is.
I think one of the only times when I worked at an Apple store that I was on an email chain that Steve Jobs was also on, ended with the vice president of retail at the time and like our senior vice president, and like Apple isn't one of these companies, or at least back then wasn't, where it's like, oh, there are 10,000 senior vice presidents. I think there were like five senior vice presidents. So the legitimately second in command responded, well, it sounds like that asshole deserves to have a Windows computer. Oh, well.
What a cult.
But hey, you know what?
He deserved to have a Windows computer.
Yeah, he deserved it.
The worst fate that somebody could.
And you know who we were talking about? Adolf Hitler.
You know. I don't think he deserves any computers, to be honest.
You know what, with the problems a Windows computer will give you, Tim, it might have slowed him down. It might have...
I don't think he was working on a different brand computer. I don't think he was on an Apple computer in real life.
Yeah, but I think if you went back in time...
Apple would have... Never mind. I'm not going to...
No, because they had IBM. IBM was working with them.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, Tom, CES.
I'm just saying, hey, if you went back in time and you gave Adolf Hitler probably any type of computer, and you said, you got to start doing your work on this now, it would have slowed him down. It would have been an adjustment.
Right.
He didn't know how that thing worked at all.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just saying it wouldn't have necessarily been a bad thing.
Okay. I mean, maybe if they gave him one that you had to put all the cards into.
Why would that be better?
That would really slow you down.
No, I think he'd probably be able to wrap his head around that more than like if you gave him just like a MacBook Air, he'd probably throw up. He'd be so like confused about it.
Should have put more they effort into making him Hitler throw up. Tom, I understand that at CES they have a bunch of wacky products this year. Yeah, you got any insight on that?
Yeah, Tim, I got some wacky products that were announced this year. First off, Wi-Fi 7. Thank God.
Wi-Fi 7?
Wi-Fi 7. They're coming
out. Are we on Wi-Fi 6? Do I have Wi-Fi 6 at my home?
Very tough to say,
Tim. I plugged in a thing that I bought.
That I found. I plugged in a USB
drive. 4.5 years ago. And the Wi-Fi at my house, my apartment, has been fine.
Yeah. I think 6 has been around.
You ever do this, Tom?
Not super long, but a few years.
I bought like a router thing with like an extender thing.
Yeah.
But like, you ever buy a piece of tech that then is acquired by another company? Like, it happened with the Nest for me. I had a Nest. Yeah. And then
Google bought them.
Then Eero.
And Amazon
bought them. It's like, I don't want to have Amazon product, everything running through an Amazon
right,
product.
Your entire internet.
I don't want Google having visibility probably into my apartment with a Nest, whatever. That stinks when that happens. And then they're like, by the way, like, we're going to make this model stop working, so you got to buy a new one anyway. Yeah. Anyway, am I on 6, Wi-Fi 6?
Probably 5 or 6. Well, remember, because they used to be like, it was like 2G and 5G and
no.
E. It used to be even more confusing. The thing with Wi-Fi is like I always see whenever new phone or computer or whatever, it's like, it's got this Wi-Fi. I always just think, I mean, especially with iPhones, you're never going to be like, well, I guess I'll wait till next year because that Wi-Fi isn't good enough for me. I just always think of the Wi-Fi stuff as like, you know what? As long as everything's progressing and like things are getting updated as you buy new things, it's fine. But like, there are people I think that are like, all right, time to redo the entire house. Wi-Fi 7, throw out everything that's old. We got to have Wi-Fi 7 products.
Right. Who's introducing Wi-Fi 7?
Like Wi-Fi consortium, I think, or whatever. Right. It's like a standard.
Yeah. You know, like, you've met my dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, I've met your dad.
He was always...
He's waiting for Wi-Fi 8?
No, he was always, like, very big into technology. Like, worked for, like, an insurance company and was like, we got to use, like, computers. Like, everybody in the department needs, like, a personal computer to do this. And, like,
you're talking about, like, at home with your family.
No.
He works for insurance, so, of course, he came home and was like, everybody's got to use computers.
No, at work. He was like, you know.
He led the charge.
And was always, like, we had, like, a Commodore 64 when I was a kid. We always had, like, upgraded computers and stuff. And then I remember at some point, he's just like, that's enough.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, no, you're like a computer guy. You're like a tech guy. Like, don't you want to? And like, you know, like consumer tech too, like the stereo system house and stuff was cool. And it was like, and then, and I was like, oh man, you got lame. You stopped caring about this stuff. And I'm totally at this point that I know that he got to probably when he was exactly my age of like, this is good enough.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Well, also, like, a lot of tech just got...
I don't need any more of this. Like, my it's made everything better.
Right.
We don't need to go any further.
Well, and, like, so much tech nowadays isn't, like, fun in the same way it used to be. Like, where tech could kind of be your hobby. Like, oh, I'm going to do all this. Where now it's like, oh, now your hobby is, like, making sure everything you own is in the same ecosystem.
Yeah.
And that the versions are on the same versions. Like, you can't cobble together your own stuff. Like,
you can't go to Radio Shack and be like, okay, I'll...
Like, here's what I want to do. How would I go about doing this? All right, you're going to need 10 different things from 10 different companies. It's like, there's only one product that will do what you want to do with what you have. Like in Apple's case, it's almost always like it's very expensive. They haven't updated it in 5 years, so we don't know if they're going to keep even making this. Tech stuff, it just got boring. But now Wi-Fi 7's here.
It's like, I don't need a faster computer. Yeah. I don't need better Wi-Fi.
Well, that's the other thing. A lot of our tech turned into essentially like appliances.
Right.
Where you don't think about your computer and your router and your phone in the same way that you used to. Where now it's like, nah, pretty much any model of something over a certain dollar amount is going to do what you want it to do.
Right.
It's just a question of, do you want to spend more money to make that a nicer, better experience?
I hate buying things. My TV has had like this big black spot on part of the screen for 3 years.
Censorship?
I don't fucking know. What?
Like if there's going to be nudity, it's probably going to be...
Oh, censorship. I thought you said censor chip, and I was like, oh, is that like S-E-N-S-O-R?
Is that what's going on? Yeah. My wife turned on the censorship. Besides Wi-Fi 7, Tim, a lot of AI stuff.
Oh, no, you don't say.
A lot of...
I'm really bullish on this AI stuff. I think it's all for real.
There's two AI products that people are talking about. One is this, which we've already seen, this Humane pin. Pin you wear on your shirt.
You told me about this.
Which a lot of people were very like, that's stupid. It's $700. It doesn't have a screen. It needs to have its own...
What does it do? We didn't talk about it on the show. You were gonna.
Yeah. It's a pin you wear. You know, it's hyped because it's from like former Apple people that left to do this.
Steve Jobs?
Steve Jobs being, I think, Steve Wozniak. But the idea basically being like, people are on their phone too much. People hate that. So we're reinventing the phone. And instead of a phone, it's going to be a pin you wear, $700.
Mm-hmm.
And you just talk to it when you want an Uber, or when you want to send a text message or an email, or you get an email. And immediately people were like, that is not the way I want to interact with something. Not having any screen, so I always have to speak out loud.
Yeah.
And it's going to speak back out loud. Like, no.
Can it connect to earbuds?
I think it can connect to earbuds. Okay. And it has like its own cell service, so it's always online. But $700 seems like a big miss. People are like, eh. But this other company called Rabbit AI introduced this thing that's similar to this, $200, so a lot more affordable. Cooler design, because it's designed by, you know, this company Teenage Engineering.
Oh yeah, they make like a lot of synths. Yeah,
so
I'm always like, I should buy one of those, and then it's like, oh, it's sold out, and it's also $13,000.
Even like the cheap stuff they make is still like $100 for these like you know, like little watch battery operations, but they look awesome. Yeah. Like they're a genuinely good design company. So they made this like kind of quirky looking design, like almost like 80s inspired design. And it is, I'm not going to buy one, but it does look, I don't think it's going to be a big thing, but I get why some people would be like, oh, I'll buy this and fuck around with it. Because basically their idea is it's like a little, it almost looks like a little phone, but it has a screen and a microphone and a camera. And they're saying like, we've made this thing so that it can kind of just be like an AI assistant and do things for you without it having to know how to do those things. So basically like on the back end, it's just like an AI controlling like, you know, a Windows computer or whatever. Mm-hmm. So when you're like, call an Uber.
The same one that Hitler deserved.
Exactly. Call an Uber and have it come pick me up. I'm going to this place. You tell it that the AI translates that in a way that it can control a computer and just go ahead and do that for you.
Right.
It's the kind of thing where it sounds like, hey, if that works, that sounds like a neat product. That it's kind of...
Do you want that? Do you need assistant, Tom?
That's the... An assistant would be helpful.
For what are you doing just, all day that
just
you
for
need...
like basic shit.
Oh, no, I need to like outsource somebody to call a fucking Uber for me so I can continue doing what? Piddling your pud, Tom?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'd have more time to do that. I mean, yeah, like an Uber's not a great example.
No,
but...
anything. Any like there
because you wouldn't
you know what?
Want
our lives are
got,
menial tasks. Sorry,
yeah, get somebody
we're
to
not
take care
royalty.
Of those menial tasks.
And then what? Then what
some
are you
of us
fill
might
your
be,
life with?
How do you know there's not a King Ralph situation going on? Somebody might be royalty, and they're busy ordering their own Ubers.
Well, that will reveal itself naturally, Tom, when somebody takes a picture of the royal family and accidentally electrocutes all of them to death.
I mean, it's like, it's a neat looking little gadget.
It's fine. How much is it?
$200.
Okay.
So, like, especially for teenage engineering, like, they're not they just made the design, the casing, I guess. It's not bad. Like, I can see people buying that to dick around with it and maybe be like, oh, I found a use for this. I mounted it in my garage.
Yeah.
And it does this for me or whatever. But, that's the problem.
That's the difference between mm-hmm. like hobbyists 30 to 40 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And nowadays where people are like, I need to be waited on hand and foot, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, I need a solution so that I don't have to dirty my hands doing anything. I don't want to talk to anybody or see anybody when I order food.
Yeah.
I just want the food to magically appear in like at my door.
Yeah.
Like just all that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not like, what are you filling your life with if you are taking all that friction out?
Content.
What are you?
Did I tell you I've got a new podcast coming out, Tim?
Tom, also,
that's why I'm so bullish on this stuff. People are going to need more content to fill their free time.
When do you ever use voice activated stuff?
I use Siri for kitchen timers and the lights, and half the time it doesn't.
Yeah.
Half the time it doesn't work, like, or at least doesn't do what I wanted it to do. Actually, my biggest problem is that I'm always trying to set timers on my phone, and it sets them on my HomePod Mini.
You have a HomePod Mini.
Yeah,
ooh,
yeah.
Ooh la la.
Yeah.
Mr. Two Podcast over here.
Oh, must be nice. I'm hoping to get up to 5 podcasts and I can get a regular HomePod.
I always feel sheepish about talking to like nobody.
Yeah,
talk, and like, I don't know, like I have the Apple TV, which I think is really good.
Yeah.
But like
using the
pull
Siri
up the
remote.
Search thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just be like, past lives. It'll be like pear slice. It'll be like, no, past lives. And like, And then it'll come up, and then my wife will be in the other room and be like, what are you watching in there? I told you, do I have the censor bar on there?
Told you, you're not allowed to watch stuff on that TV, only the censored TV.
But, you know, like, it's just like, I could have just typed in those 9 letters myself.
Yeah, but it would take more time. I use the...
I don't like talking to things.
I use the remote a lot. I mean, it is just like a comfort thing where you get used to it, I think.
Yeah.
Because it is weird. You feel like a dickhead doing it.
Yeah.
But...
You look like one, too. No, I mean, just in general, you.
Excuse me. Tim, you've taken me aback.
No, I think that was that rivals the Jack Benny laugh for longest laugh of all time.
Also, the Siri on the Apple TV remote, I find, is like very good. Like, you can just kind of be like, nah, nah, nah.
Nope.
Like, I whisper nope. to it a lot. Well, don't say Pear Slice.
I said Past Lives. A beautiful film, Tom. Have you seen it?
No, yeah, I didn't mean to watch it, though.
Did you watch the trailer?
No.
Don't.
Okay. Tim, Sony and Honda unveiled a new car prototype.
Mm.
Sony keeps showing off, like, car prototypes.
Show us Spider-Man, Sony.
Well, Tim, guess what this car can do? It can show you Spider-Man on your car's bumper.
What?
It has a display in the bumper that can display things. And like when they show it at first, they show it saying like warning. And it's like, oh, okay. Like a way to signal to pedestrians. About,
you know what works? Well, about what? About
I don't know. I mean,
fire coming out.
It's the kind of thing where I'm like, oh, okay, maybe. But then you think like, yeah, what would it warning about what? Like,
is it just hazard lights is like
no it said warning. I don't know what the car was about to do. I guess maybe about to drive. I don't know. But then
to shoot fire, right? Is there a fire, a flamethrower?
No, they showed that, and then they showed like, I don't know, like themes, you know, where it's like, oh, a nice little picture. But then inexplicably they just showed like just the logo for Spider-Man.
Oh, wow. Then, oh, hey.
And then just the logo for Fortnite. And they remind, and then they showed that
if
it, like,
you have bumper stickers,
I guess,
that say Fortnite or Spider-Man.
They showed like the internal cabin can like match, you know, like all the stuff on the console can like match that theme.
Oh, cool.
But you know what it reminded me of? You know what it looked like? It looked like Winamp skins.
Oh, I mean, that's kind of
And
cool.
then I was kind of like, all right, if they unveil this and it's like, and it's just a fucking, you want to change it, change the skin, you got to download a zip file and just put it in this folder, restart the car, you can put that theme on. Then I'm in. Then I'm going to buy one. If it's just completely open, like any, you can make any, hey, you want to drive a Carmen Electra car?
Whoa.
Well, hey, have at it.
Did you have a Carmen Electra Winamp skin?
I remember that existing.
On your...
I would never... I'm a gentleman. I would never have something... No, I remember there being a surprising number of, like, bikini models and stuff where I was like...
straight from the pages of Stuff magazine.
Yeah, and I always remember thinking, like, wow, it's a little tiny MP3 player on your computer.
I know, and it's making me all hot and bothered.
Tim, a lot of urine technology was showed off this week.
Piss tech?
Piss tech. They had at Piss Tech Alley. They had a lot of they had one thing where I was like,
I mean, I'm interested in what people are doing with piss these days.
We all are. Although it seemed like maybe they had some kind of rule about like, hey, you can't use real piss in your booth, and B, you can't make water look like piss.
Wait, what the hell are you talking?
Because none of it looked like piss. It was all water, you know.
I mean, maybe it's just well hydrated people.
They might have just been well hydrated, but they wouldn't need these products. The one product I thought was like, I always forget about like medical problems.
Yeah, okay.
And I always think like, what is this for idiots?
Dark.
No, it's just a wearable device that will let you know when you have to pee.
Okay.
And I was like, what kind of idiot? And I was like, oh, okay. No,
yeah.
That probably is legitimately but it's pretty crazy. It uses near infrared light to monitor your bladder levels. So it's basically like shooting light into your, it's like a belt you wear, and it's like taking a picture of your bladder basically and seeing how full it is and then letting you know.
That'll be good for you. What? I'm sure that'll be good
it's
for you.
Near infrared, it's fine. But I realized like, oh yeah, if you have a condition that does,
yeah, of course,
if it's not just like you're the kind of person that's lazy and is like, I don't, I really have to pee. Yellow cis, Tim, I apologize. I'm just reading the copy as it's written here. Yellow cis brought out the cum seat.
What? No, I don't.
But it's spelled C-Y-M. Kim seat? Sim seat? Maybe just sim. It has nothing to do with what you're thinking of.
Word that you said yeah. 4 seconds ago?
Tim, it's a smart toilet gutter. I bet you're... Tim, don't even tell me you're still using a dumb toilet gutter. Basically, this is
toilet
like,
gutter?
Yeah. So this is like a thing that I guess like your toilet empties into and then it reads your like... you know, your pH levels, your ketones, your protein, your blood, whatever is in there. And then like tells you on your phone. But if you don't want to go through all that trouble, you know, like redoing your plumbing, which like, but that does kind of sound like if you're going to do this stuff, like build it in.
If you're that much of a psycho, like, yeah, don't have it as an accessory. So guests are like, oh, what's this thing? Oh, I analyze my piss every time I pee.
Well, Tim, for people that disagree with you, they can check out Urine Check It. It's a, basically it looks like a coffee machine, but you put piss in it.
And it, makes it into a nice hot beverage.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't
can,
change it into anything.
That'll wake you up in the morning.
It just again, like you know, kind of lets you know what's going on.
Hot cup of piss.
So it tells you if your piss is too hot or not.
I mean, I would. I think I would like that.
A piss, a coffee machine for piss?
No. I think I would like to know, like, the monitoring stuff.
Yeah.
Does as a hypochondriac.
Mm-hmm.
Who always thinks like, okay, there's something undiagnosed going on with me. And if I just like, you know, like.
Because nowadays, you're just tasting your piss now to tell if something's wrong with you.
Yeah, and I think I got a pretty good.
Pretty good taste for it.
Pretty good read on it, yeah. blood sugar's a little high today.
Ooh, this tastes a little bitter.
No, but like, I get it. Like. If I could do like a daily blood and like if I could do daily blood work and have a professional person tell me you're okay,
yeah,
I would do it.
But would you do it if it was a
machine?
Yeah. I'd like to tell you about a little company called Theranos, Tim, and they're changing the game with this stuff.
I'd like to invest heavily in this. In this.
Well, let me ask you: are you a former Secretary of State? Because that's really what we're looking for right now. Walmart is expanding its drone delivery program to 1.8 million more households in Texas. The retailer says drone deliveries now cover 75% of the population in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area, all thanks to drone startups Wing and Zipline. That I was surprised because I feel like that's the kind of thing that they told us 10 years ago, like, drones. And now to finally hear...
They're not just for killing civilians right. abroad.
But now we're hearing, you know, from Walmart, they're saying like, oh, the Dallas-Fort Worth, we're going to cover 75% of it. Like, that's a big metro area. That's like a legit...
You think it's really going to happen?
They said it's happening. So, I mean
5 minutes ago, Tommy.
Yeah,
like,
no, but I think it's different when Walmart, a publicly traded company, is putting specific numbers out and saying it's going to happen now versus like companies that are just looking to get acquired saying, yeah, we figured all this shit out.
I think that sucks.
The drone deliveries? Yeah, I don't.
Do you feel like nobody, like if most people had their druthers, they would just never leave their homes?
Not most people, but certainly a lot of people.
You went to the suburbs this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like there's like there's nobody on the streets ever?
Yeah,
it's either
kind
people
of.
In their homes or going 30 miles per hour over the speed limit in their car.
Yeah, which as somebody who lives in an apartment with no outdoor space, like it kind of made me mad.
Yeah.
And even somebody who's like lucky enough to have a car in New York City, but never uses it out of fear of like not being able to park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think it's like a great, I think there's, excuse me.
I just feel like everybody sits at home and gets packages delivered. Yeah. And like, I don't know. I don't see kids out like riding their bikes.
They're all waiting for the UPS man.
They're all looking at bumpers of cars with the Fortnite logo on them.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think drone deliveries will have their use, like especially in like medical emergency situations and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there definitely is something to this where it's like, yeah, we're going to cover 75%. Like these drones, I don't know how much these drones can carry, but, you know, because of the tech and safety and everything, they can't carry much. So it's basically like these drones will be able to bring you anything that you could have gotten at a CVS, which is probably like a 5-minute car ride from
right.
you. But instead, we'll send this drone out to do it.
Like I'm of two minds, right? Like mm-hmm. another car on the road.
Yeah, it's greener.
Is it like overall greener though?
Oh, I don't know overall if like how long these things are in service before they have to be replaced.
Yeah,
and...
it's a 5-minute drive. Is it a 10-minute walk?
Well, but also, yeah, there are a lot of places. I mean, it's a different problem where, you know, the cities aren't walkable. You can't walk from one place to another. I don't know. I mean,
tech companies will figure that out.
There's definitely part of me that is fearful for a future where there's just drones all the time, everywhere, flying and being annoying and noisy.
That would stink so much.
But I mean, if you think about it, if like
just no serenity whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, and I understand this was like 100 years ago. People like, imagine airplanes just flying over all the time.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm sure like, you know, if Amazon or Walmart could snap their fingers and tomorrow replace all their deliveries with drone deliveries, they would.
Because
like,
they don't. Nobody wants to deal with people. Nobody wants to deal with people.
Plus, it's like,
and they don't
want to
deal with labor either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that does make me worried about like 20, 30 years from now. Are there just going to be? Is it just going to be every time you look up in the sky, there's dozens of drones zipping around, and being loud? You know about this jellyfish UAP that they got this footage of in Iraq?
What are you talking about?
That's a different thing, but also something to think about.
Okay. They got footage in Iraq?
Yeah, they got footage in Iraq. And Mercedes-Benz is working on a new interactive musical experience for its cars. Who do you think they tapped for this?
Pharrell.
No.
Alicia Keys.
No.
Questlove.
No.
Brian Eno.
No. But you're not.
John Batiste.
No. You're naming people that I could see. It would make
Common.
Sense. No. Tim, he's back. Will.i.am.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I thought everybody realized Will.i.am is like some kind of tech fraud or something. He's just like, remember there was like such a long time. Like
he was
10
a hologram
years ago.
On election night.
Yeah.
2008.
Like 10 years ago, it was like Will.i.am is the technology guy. He's the chief creative officer at like 5 different tech startups.
I mean,
here's
you
his idea.
Follow this. You read press releases like a newspaper, Tom.
Well,
you're like,
you
oh,
like
interesting.
Me? How
oh.
would you like me to read them? Like a romance novel, Tim? Jack
I mean,
it off
yeah,
while
I mean,
I'm reading it.
That's also how you read them.
But I just remember, like, Will.i.am. You ever see a picture of him with the stupid car he used to have?
No.
Tim, you got to get more into Will.i.am.
I know.
He's a weird dude.
It's my New Year's resolution to get more into Will.i.am, so I'm glad we're having
this conversation.
Here's
the thing. I think Will.i.am is very good in a room with, like, tech executives and convinces them, like, that they need him to be, like, a consultant on things.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I want to know his secrets.
You seem to, like, I had no idea about Will.i.am. Like, his closeness, his proximity to the tech industry.
Will you ever think about taking your head out of your ass?
Going to Las Vegas?
Yeah, and maybe meeting Will.i.am, learn about what he likes.
So what's he doing?
He's working on some fucking in-dash entertainment system.
Cars are fine. Make them safer.
Yeah. Well, and also it's like an interactive music experience. Like, I don't know. Can I connect my phone to the car?
Take all the fucking screens out of cars. Yeah. How about that?
Well, that's a big thing. I'll do the plugs and then we'll talk about that.
Your other podcast?
Yeah.
Again?
If you like this show, check out my other show. Want to hear something weird? Available soon on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you like this show, this dumb old show.
For losers.
Check out
people living in the past. You goddamn dinosaurs.
Check out tcgte.com where you can find all our social media links and whatnot. You can follow me on social media at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at your pal, Tim.
And check out patreon.com/complete guide for yet another podcast.
Yeah.
Books the podcast.
This is the most important one because this one costs money.
Yes. Books the podcast for Tim. New year, new book. I mean, we read a few books a year. We read more than a few. We read a lot of books. Maybe not a lot. I'm back to saying a few.
Yeah.
But this week we are starting Life as I Know It Has Been Finger Looking Good by Colonel Harlan Sanders, a.k.a. KFC's Colonel Sanders, a real man who wrote a real book about starting KFC when he was... I've been the Patreon 62. In the book, he says he was 65 when he started KFC.
Yeah.
And seems like he lived a very colorful life prior to that.
What a freaking nut this
guy
is.
He's a nut. And the whole time in the book, he's like complaining about having to write a book that like too many people asked him. He's like, I don't know how to write no dagnabbit book.
Yeah, the first line is dadgummit.
Yeah, dadgummit. That beats it was the best of times, it was the worst of times.
So patreon.com/complete guide. Yeah.
Yeah, screens. Everything.
Wait, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
The Reddit's been dead.
Yeah.
Reddit.com/r/TCGTE.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Go have conversations there and go check out the Discord, too. Check out TCGTE.com for links to all of that.
Did you not hear when I said that?
You didn't say that.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. So go to TCGTE.com. You find all our social media links.
I know, but that.
But you wanted to highlight those.
I wanted to implore people to engage more. Oh, it's okay. All about there engagement.
Well, do you engage on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not on Reddit because I'll pop in on Reddit. I'm not going to start a conversation. That's gauche for the host.
Right. Right. Yeah.
But Discord, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give a thumbs up to
somebody. Wow. Oh, boy.
I'll reply if somebody attacks me or for something I said. Yeah, if you want to pick a fight with me, go on Discord and tag me.
You heard it here first.
I'll reply.
Screens. I was going to say, too many things have screens.
Yeah.
And, well, touch screens in particular. And I've heard this, I've seen those people complaining about, like, hey, you can't buy like new cars with like knobs and buttons.
Yeah, which like tactile stuff is so much better when you are operating an automobile and you want to change something. Mm-hmm. It's like, found the thing. I touched it with my hand and it clicks into place for the things that
I
need.
And I can feel as I'm turning it how much I'm turning
Instead of having to look at a screen while you're driving.
Yeah, I bought a new car stereo when I got my used car years ago, and I returned it because I was like, this isn't...
Returned your car?
No, I returned the stereo.
Under the state's lemon law?
I got like a touchscreen stereo thing, And it was such a pain in the ass to install. And then I got it all set up and finally working. And I was like, I hate this.
Yeah.
I can't lower and raise the volume quickly, which is like the number one thing I'm doing on there.
Tom, I got the steering wheel controls.
I have that too, except the down doesn't work. It always presses in and the voice assistant comes on.
No, that stinks.
And I'm like, ah.
The thing that they need to solve with cars, mm-hmm. you need to press a button. You need to be able to press one button when you go in mm-hmm. and be like, if I get a fucking phone call while my phone is hooked up,
yeah,
so I can have directions and listen to music.
Don't let that through.
Don't take the phone call.
Yeah.
Don't port the phone call through my yeah. my sound system.
Well, you can,
and I don't know how to fucking turn it off.
Turn your phone to do that. You can put your phone in driving mode.
Oh, my phone has driving mode?
Yeah. It'll drive the car too.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I'm looking it up.
Driving mode?
Driving mode.
I'm just looking at the rest of the stories. I don't know. They got binoculars with bird AI. Computer with two screens.
I'm not seeing it in settings, Tom.
It's under focus modes.
Focus.
Look, we'll do this later.
I don't know. I don't have it.
Add it.
How do I add it?
Look, all goddamn, dagnabbit, dadgummit.
Oh, driving.
I'm trying to drive here, Tim. Stop bothering me. It's already hard enough doing the podcast while I'm driving.
Tom, I stopped pitching this because, like, but I have pitched a dozen times that we do an episode while we're driving.
I've never heard you pitch that before.
Tom, we should do it. We're all going right. away soon.
Well, we got, all right, we got to find one of those driver's ed cars with two steering wheels then.
Cool.
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.